You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm David Jacoby.
What up,
though? Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people!
What they want. The divisional round is here in just 24 hours. The best weekend in the NFL season kicks off, and we start this.
Tell me when to go.
The biggest matchup from the weekend, Sunday, 6:30 Eastern. Bills Mafia, Griselda, the senior Bills correspondent, Benny the Butcher, will be in the building.
Let's go!
And they travel to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. No tables are safe when the Mafia is in the building.
Let's go!
Some people might criticize my table jump, and I say to those people, how many tables did you break?
Let's go!
Jalen.
Conway the Machine.
It's going to take
West
a performance
Gun.
From Josh Allen, like the one we saw last week, when they scored a touchdown on every possession that they didn't kneel. It's going to take a performance like Josh Allen to get this win. I have the Bills winning this one, Jalen. I see the upset. Do you see the upset?
I want to ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do you feel like there's a bit of emotion in your pick?
Yes! 100%! I ain't picking against the Bills.
I'm not
picking with my head. I'm picking with my heart.
I just wanted to make sure.
And my heart is in Buffalo.
Well, I just appreciate this growth. In your fandom, you went from being die easy.
Oh, I'm die easy. I'll jump off.
To now you're riding or dying for Bills Mafia.
I almost jumped off this bandwagon this season when they lost to the Jaguars.
No, that's not how joining the Mafia works, sir. That's why you're picking them. And here's the thing they got to get ready for. Patrick Mahomes and fast forward. Because they also were heroic on offense last week. And they still have Travis Kelce. And they still have Tyreek Hill, and Pringle was getting deep in that game. And so they're playing at home, which happened last season against these same Bills. I now have to look at you and really decide if I'm going to pick with emotion.
Wait. They're playing at home, which happened last season against the Bills. Wait a second. Did the Bills play Kansas City this season in Arrowhead? What happened in that game, Mr. Rose?
Bills Mafia.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
And so, you know what I'll do?
What are you going to do?
Just to make things interesting, I'm going to take the Bills too.
Yes! Yes!
You know, I'm going to take the Bills too.
You know what? Thank you.
Because I'm going to show you a level of growth I saw in their team. The humility when the Patriots bullied them and only passed three times. And then to redeem against the Patriots in a resounding fashion. And Josh Allen, like Benny said, had more touchdowns than incompletions.
Oof.
Like, that means that they're really in sync as a football team. And so I'm riding with Bills Mafia as well at KC to get a win.
I'm not going to act like I'm not scared of the Chiefs.
You should be.
I'm not going to act like I'm not scared of all the weapons. And then all of a sudden, they got Jet McKinnon out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here comes McKinnon. Like,
yeah.
Remember him on the Vikings?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he pops up, and he looks explosive. It's going to take a real performance from the Bills' defense, not just the Bills' offense, because McKinnon did so much for them last week, and he came out of nowhere.
All I know is this.
What do you know?
When I look at the bottom of the ticker, I better be seeing people trying to interview Eric Bieniemy for their head coaching jobs. I'm looking at Cowboy coordinators getting interviews. Like, didn't they lead the league in penalties? Didn't they just get bounced?
Didn't they run a quarterback draw with 14
seconds left? This man is nurturing Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? And Dak Prescott can't even get time and distance together. And Kellen Moore, major opportunities potentially. Dan Quinn, potentially. Man, somebody better hire Eric Bieniemy. With that being said, dog, I'm with you. You got to worry about the Chiefs and their weapons because they continue to develop them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be giving our official picks against the spread later on in the show.
I believe Eric Bieniemy ain't got to be yet.
You know what's happening to me, Jalen? I think I like all the underdogs because we have the 49ers going into Lambeau up against the number one seed with what will soon be the MVP under center Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Why do I still feel like the 49ers are going to win?
Because they run the football really good.
Yes.
And Green Bay sometimes struggle to stop the run.
Mm.
That's why. We've been talking about this all season.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo, just don't lose the game. There was a period of time in the last football game he's playing for both teams. I actually felt bad for the man. He threw two interceptions. He overthrew a receiver. They was like, you know what? Just hand the ball off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to run the ball. And you know what else that does? Keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. The explosive Green Bay Packer offense with Aaron Jones on the sideline, Devontae Adams. So whoever can run and or stop the run, that's going to be a major key clearly in this game. But I agree with you. Aaron Rodgers, who's 0-3 against the 49ers in his playoff career, a California native who lost last year in the NFC Championship, I feel he's got a redeeming quality that they're going to put up enough points that the 49ers offense just ain't going to be able to match.
Good point. And whenever I see Aaron Rodgers throw the ball, one thing comes to mind. Look at the flick of the wrist.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
He throws the ball. Look at that pass. He threw the ball like 60 yards downfield.
Hey, do that again.
Look at the flick of the wrist. Like, the accuracy. He throws across his body. He throws on the run. He throws from the pocket. Like, it's so hard to pick against Aaron Rodgers, but I think I'm going to do it in this one. I really think I'm going to do it in this one.
So I have to ask you this.
Okay, please do.
Because we have so many sides of this. And I know part of your brain, like mine, has the bet and the line the parlays.
That's my whole brain.
And all
that's
of
my
that
whole brain. That's my
when
whole brain.
You make this pick.
That's my whole brain.
So your 49er pick, I am not mad at it. But I'm still going with the Packers.
It's
and
hard.
The spread.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy for me to pick something on Friday, but when I actually bet on Saturday, it might be different.
Information changes.
It might be different. Information changes. And this one is interesting. The Bengals, the big win. Joe Burrow with the sunglasses on after the game. Everybody loves Cincinnati, right? But let's not forget about the Titans. And let's not forget about King Henry. Mm. Let's not forget about that. Jalen, 4:30 on Saturday, the first playoff game of the weekend, the best weekend on the schedule in Tennessee. What do you think the keys are for this one?
I'm happy that this game is even taking place because for the casuals, you're now looking at the new Cincinnati Bengals and the new Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate, it's almost like in my prodigy voice, when Joe keeps it Burrow. When he shows up and he rocking buffs.
Burrow.
At the press conference. I appreciate that. I've seen him with the stogie in college and in the league. And I also know this. They could have took an offensive lineman in the draft.
No.
And you know what they did? They took him.
You know who took the offensive lineman?
We did.
The Lions.
You know, we could have had Ja'Marr Chase.
Could have.
And my guy, Jarrett Montana, would have had a weapon like this. But no. That Cincinnati duo is going to be incredible. That entire receiving core has been playing well this year, along with Mixon in the backfield.
I think people sleep on Mixon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's been a beast.
He doesn't get discussed enough as one of the top runners in the game, but people talk about Burrow and Chase all the time.
Yeah, but Higgins, Boyd, like Burrow be spreading the ball around. I know, you know, we and rightfully so, are enamored by Chase and the numbers he's put up as a rookie, but he spread the ball out to their entire receiving core, and it's been great to watch. But you talked about King Henry coming back. That's going to be major.
Yeah.
Like, so to me, he don't have to even give me, like, his normal 150 yards and two TDs. I feel like if he give half of that, they'll be in good shape.
He doesn't even need to run the ball. When he jogs from the sideline into the huddle, if you're the defensive coordinator, you have to change your plays to guard against the potential that he runs the ball. He could just be out there just running play action and blocking, and because he is so much of a threat. Do you think you're going to get 100% of Derrick Henry?
I believe that they said he was clear for contact in practice. And let me tell you what that means. Falling on a couple of pads, running through a couple of pads, a couple of your homies grabbing you by the shoulder, telling you welcome back. He ain't touching that ground until the game. And if he decides to put them pads on, that means he ready to go. And just how physical he is anyway is going to be a game changer. Just turning around and giving him the ball, even if they just give him the ball 15 times. That's going to be incredible for their offense. Tannehill reinvented themselves with the Titans.
They still
AJ
move
Brown.
The ball. They
Julio,
still move the ball on the ground without him. You know what
exactly.
I mean? When he was out, they had Foreman moving the ball on the ground. They could always move the ball on the ground. They also have AJ Brown, who you mentioned. And AJ Brown, always open and impossible to tackle.
Yes, indeed.
Always open and impossible to tackle.
But also, just think of the physicality come playoff time now. Just visualize this. You got AJ Brown and Julio Jones, two of the physically most gifted receivers that we've seen. Like even Metcalf with the Seahawks, like, yeah, I see what you mean, dog. And then you got Derrick Henry, right? That's built for the playoffs. That's built for this time of year. And as much as we've bet on the Bengals all year, and you feel like you got a Venmo Joe Burrow because we made so much money.
I do. He deserves a cut.
I'm going with the Titans in the spread. That's my pick.
It's tough. This is one that I'm gonna decide where my money's gonna land at like 4:15. You know what I mean? I gotta see the warm ups.
You got the Apple on the phone now.
I gotta see the pregame.
That's why it's good to have
it's
it on the
phone.
It's
legal in New York City now.
You gotta watch Henry run out there.
I want to see what he looks like running in the
That's
pregame.
That's why you get a chance to do
so
that.
You never really know what's gonna happen until it happens. But this is going to be the best weekend of football all year, and I can't wait to enjoy it all. And I can't wait to break down the last game that we haven't discussed, because as you like to say, here's a story
of a man named Brady,
and he's going up against the Rams. We'll get you ready for that one right after
I see you, Gronk.
You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Stay
Aaron
tuned.
Donald.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Of all time.
It's a new year. Respected what he did in the past, but it's a whole new year.
Touchdown LA! Fire the cannons! Razzle dazzle Hollywood style!
You got to feel the urgency and you got to go out there and get the job done.
If you step on the football field and you don't feel pressure to go out there and perform, then something's wrong with you.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose. Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers looked great against the Eagles.
Is a story of a man named Brady.
And Tom Brady is going to be hosting the Rams, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and that defense is coming to Tampa to take on Tom. Should Tampa Bay be concerned about the Rams defense?
Yes, absolutely. And talk about superstar power in this game.
So many stars.
You didn't even mention Matthew Stafford, who got his first playoff win, and Odell Beckham, who got his first playoff catch, because Tom Brady is in the building. You got to acknowledge the GOAT and Gronk and Evans. And they're the returning Super Bowl champions. And so now the Rams, with Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller getting sacks. Like, this game got superstar power. And,
Jensen and Wirfs are banged up. Not sure they're going to play.
Akins was physical running the football. Akers, yeah. Get well soon to my guy, Buda Baker. You know what I mean? But this is a tough one, Jacoby. This is a tough one. They did that to my guy, Kyler Pesce.
You look concerned.
Oh, man.
You look concerned.
Yeah, I am.
If I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, I'm concerned.
Yeah,
I'm
concerned. Because here's why. Kyler's really mobile. Tom Brady isn't.
No.
And those gentlemen look ferocious.
Banged up offensive line.
Yeah.
Wirfs and Jensen might play, but they're going to be hobbled. And when you've got Von Miller coming after you, and you've got Aaron Donald lining up across from you, I would be very concerned if I was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
But here's what I want to just throw out there.
Go ahead.
This is Matthew Stafford's first playoff run after he's won a game. And I think he was 0-3 in playoff games before this year. So I ask you, he had problems throwing interceptions at some point of this season. Tampa Bay Buccaneers also just got healthy defensively.
Good point.
And they have an opportunistic defense.
They do.
And Todd Bowles should also be a head coach.
You know,
as this offseason starts to hire in the cycle.
Love? Two words that are often used to describe me, White and David, at the linebacking spot for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is something that Matthew Stafford hasn't really dealt with. You said he had problems throwing picks. He threw zero picks last week, but I don't know if he's going to be able to do that again.
Man, every time I see my guy Kyler Pesce go down, I feel bad for Tom Brady. You know what? Aaron Donald, I'm riding with them this year, and I think they're going to win, but I'm taking the spread.
Listen, I'm picking all underdogs. I think the Rams win this game. This is not the same Tampa Bay team they had last year. Banged up line, no Godwin, no Antonio Brown. Like, this is a different Tampa Bay team than it was.
Dog, this is comprehensive football coverage that we're giving the people. We've named around 10 people total. And we didn't even say Cooper Kupp yet.
Cooper Kupp. He had some catches last week, but they didn't really go to him.
That's how star-studded this game is. He only led the league in what, receptions, reception yards, and touchdowns.
Triple crown winner.
But I'm going with the Rams.
I'm going with the Rams as well. I'm excited about this one. Now, Jalen, did the Michigan Wolverines beat Ohio State this year?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, they did.
Hail to the
great
Vegas
run. You know, like we always talk about championship or bust, but it was a great run for this Michigan football team.
Yes, yes, yes.
However,
good job, fellas.
There are some rumors that head coach Jim Harbaugh might come back to the NFL in the Las Vegas Raiders vacant position. Jalen, how would you feel if Harbaugh left Michigan to go to the Raiders?
Eel and Al Scratch once said, if you don't want to, don't waste her time. Look up and down, say, I'll take her. He need to go to the NFL and get that bread.
Really?
Take that opportunity.
Really?
Yes. Because if the Raiders' job opens up, he already won at Michigan without having to win the national championship. Because we beat Ohio State this year, and it was unlikely. And we made it to the playoff. And we lost to Georgia, but then they waxed Alabama and became national champs. And so if there is a chance for him to leave and that job in particular opens up, I believe he should take it. And then here's the other thing. Say he turns it down and he goes back to Michigan. Say we lose to Ohio State next year. His stock ain't the same.
We're going to be, we remember 2 years ago, I remember it was fire Jim Harbaugh. 2 years ago, it was fire Jim Harbaugh. Now it's Jim Harbaugh did such a good job in Michigan that he needs to go back to the NFL. Isn't it funny how one win against Ohio State can change everything for the Michigan Wolverines program and Jim Harbaugh?
That's called having a rival. That's exactly what that means. And they've owned us, but he got a good, he did a great job of getting that victory this year.
Well, the Golden State Warriors. They have Klay Thompson back, but they are still without Draymond Green. And it showed last night in an overtime loss to your former team, the Indiana Pacers. Steph had 39, but it was not enough. The Warriors are 3-6 in their last nine games. A little bit of a slide. How concerned should the Warriors be about these losses?
The Pacers were the definition of depleted against the Warriors. But they play hard, and you want to give them credit. Now for the Golden State Warriors. Besides Steph, the first, what, three or so quarters, the rest of the team just struggled mightily from three. Klay, I believe, was 0-for-7. That's the most attempts without a make in his career. And then late in the game, and in overtime in particular, Steph went cold from three. And so when the Splash Brothers are a drizzle, and that rarely happens. It rarely happens. They lose.
The Drizzle Brothers. the Drizzle Brothers.
Yeah, it happens to the best of them. Just one game.
It did. It's funny that you look at the 39 points, but what you don't see is the misses. And they did not shoot well from three. And if they don't shoot well from three and they don't have Draymond Green,
they're going
to end up losing.
They missed Draymond Green. Let me ask you this. Who should be starting on the West All-Star team? Draymond Green or Rudy Gobert?
Draymond Green. Easy. Jalen, I'm going to give you the winning picks for the divisional round. And we're going to preview this big heavyweight UFC fight. Stay tuned for that. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Huge game tonight on ESPN. It is two of the best in the Eastern Conference. The Bulls traveling to Milwaukee to take on Giannis and the Bucks. That's at 8 p.m. NBA Countdown starts at 7. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, heavyweight bout. Francis Ngannou, one of the scariest human beings on the planet, takes on Ciryl Gane. Do you think anyone can beat Ngannou in the octagon?
And, like, I'm saying this literally, it hit different when it's the big fellas.
I mean,
throwing them haymakers like that and them kicks and them knees.
Watching Ngannou fight, I just wonder about the mentality of the people that face him. You know what I mean? When they see him, you're already in the ring because he's the champ. When they see him step into the octagon, I would just run. I would
definitely
climb the fence and run.
Watch that, no doubt about it.
Oh, you know I'm not staying up to watch that. I got too many kids, man.
I'll tell you.
I'll be too many kids. And I'll be watching all the football all day. I might bet on it and see if I won in the morning. Let's go, Bills! Let's go, Bills! We'll celebrate on Monday the big Bills win in Arrowhead.